Okay, so you want to like really use music to boost your brand or, maybe make your next event something people actually remember.
Right.
But nobody has time to become a DJ on top of everything else.
Yeah.
So how do you unlock that power of music without getting lost in a sea of Spotify playlists?
Right.
That's what we're diving into today.
Yeah, custom curated soundtracks.
Exactly. The science behind making music work for you.
It's funny how often we just underestimate the power of music. You know, we think of it as just like background noise, but there's a whole science to how it influences us.
Totally. And I think we've all felt that like awkward silence when the music falls flat, or like that sudden energy shift when the right song comes on.
Exactly. But it's not just about feeling, it's about like a real measurable impact. And a good example of that, this excerpt from Craft and Custom Soundtracks actually cites a study where they played classical music in a wine store, and it increased sales of expensive wines by 25%.
Whoa, 25%. Okay,
Yeah.
I'm already seeing dollar signs.
Yeah.
So what's the science behind that? What's actually happening there?
So it's all about association.
Okay.
The classical music even subconsciously created this sense of sophistication
Oh, interesting.
and luxury leading customers to reach for those pricier bottles.
Wow.
That's the power of a curated soundtrack.
Yeah.
It's not just about picking songs you like, it's about crafting a specific atmosphere
Totally.
and influencing behavior.
Okay, so let's unpack that custom curation thing a little bit more.
Yeah.
What makes it so different from just like throwing on a random playlist from Spotify?
Think of it this way. Imagine going to a tailor for a custom-made suit
Okay.
versus buying one off the rack. Sure, the off-the-rack option might work, but that custom suit, it's tailored to your exact measurements, your style, your goals. A custom playlist is the same idea. It's designed to reflect your brand,
Okay,
your event.
gotcha. Your vision.
So it's less about personal taste and more about strategic selection.
Exactly.
Like if I'm running a yoga studio, death metal is probably off the table.
Probably.
Even if I happen to love blasting Metallica between downward dogs.
Precisely.
Right.
It's about aligning the music with your target audience
Okay.
and the specific atmosphere you want to create.
Yeah.
And this excerpt does a great job of highlighting that.
Yeah.
They use the example of a retail store.
The right playlist can actually encourage people to shop longer and spend more.
Well, really?
Yeah.
Interesting. So it's kind of like, it's not what you say, it's how you say it.
Yeah.
But it's like, it's not what you sell, it's the soundtrack you sell it to.
Exactly. It's
Okay.
like sonic branding.
Okay.
So instead of a logo or a tagline, you're using music to create a feeling, a
Interesting.
memory, an association with your brand.
Okay.
And that takes strategy.
Yeah, for sure.
It's not something you just hand off to an intern with a Spotify account.
Right. You need a professional.
Yeah.
So how do you approach this strategically? Like, say, I'm convinced
Yeah.
I want to up my music game.
Yeah.
What are my options?
You have a couple options. Some businesses tackle this in-house,
Okay.
especially if they have music lovers on their team. There's a ton of tools and platforms that make it easy to build playlists based on mood or genre, even specific customer demographics.
Yeah, I've seen some of those that are really cool.
Yeah.
Like, they even let you plug in your existing playlists
Yeah.
and they suggest like similar artists or songs, which
Exactly.
is fun, even just for personal listening,
Yeah.
to like find new music.
Totally. But as with anything DIY, it requires time, research, trial and error.
To
So
order.
if you're short on time or you want to make a bigger impact quicker, and partnering with experts might be the best way to go.
Makes sense. And that's where companies like Latin Flash come in.
Exactly.
They specialize in this whole like really hyper-targeted playlist creation.
Precisely. And what I think is really interesting about their approach is the emphasis on aligning the music with your brand story. It's not just about setting a generic mood. It's about really understanding your brand's
Oh,
values,
wow.
its unique identity, and translating that into a sonic experience.
That's next level stuff. So
Yeah.
I'm imagining like a rugged outdoor brand might use folk music or indie rock, while like a luxury fashion brand might go with something more orchestral or electronic.
Exactly.
Right.
It's about crafting a soundscape that feels authentic to the brand
Yeah.
and really resonates with its target audience.
Totally.
And it goes beyond background music, too.
Really?
Think about using custom soundtracks for product launches,
Oh, wow.
marketing campaigns, even internal events,
Okay.
like to boost employee morale.
Interesting. Yeah, the possibilities are kind of endless when you start thinking about it. But I am curious. With all this talk about custom and hyper-targeted music, are we losing something in the process?
Like what?
Like that element of surprise.
Okay.
Discovering a new artist we might not have found otherwise.
Yeah, that's a good point. It's like, on the one hand, we're talking about this like super strategic approach to music.
Right.
But then on the other hand, there's something magical about like stumbling across a song you've never heard before.
Totally.
And just like instantly connecting with it.
Yeah. And I think it's a balance, you know?
Yeah.
A good sonic branding strategy doesn't mean just like eliminating that element of discovery altogether.
Okay.
It's about finding ways to blend the familiar with the unexpected.
So how do you actually do that? How do you create a playlist that's both like strategic, but then also surprising?
I think it goes back to understanding your audience.
Okay. And your goals.
Mm-hmm.
So let's say you're that rugged outdoor brand we talked about.
Right.
Sticking to like folk and indie rock makes sense.
Yeah.
But maybe you sprinkle in some lesser known artists.
Oh, right.
Or even some like instrumental pieces with a similar vibe.
Oh, interesting.
So it's about creating a cohesive feel.
Okay.
But still keeping things fresh and interesting.
Gotcha. And I imagine that's where working with experts is really valuable.
Totally.
Because they probably have their fingers on the pulse of like new music emerging trends.
Exactly. They can help you curate a playlist that aligns with your brand.
Okay.
But also introduces your audience to something new.
Right. So it's like having a music concierge.
Yeah.
Who knows your taste and can guide you to those hidden gems. Okay. So for our listeners who are ready to ditch the generic playlists and pump up the volume on their brand, their event, their life even, what's the one thing you want them to remember from this deep dive?
Music is more than just background noise.
Mm-hmm.
It's this powerful tool for communication, connection, creating experiences that stick with people.
Totally.
So think about the story you want to tell
and
then find the soundtrack that brings it to life.
I love that. That's a great way to put it. It's like choosing the right outfit, setting the mood with lighting, finding the perfect words to express yourself. Music is another tool in your arsenal to make your mark on the world. So go out there
yeah,
and make some noise.